Our country today celebrates Thanksgiving, kind of originating, at least traditionally originating with the Pilgrims in the 1600s, right? Sometime in the 1600s, that their Thanksgiving for having survived the New England winter, or the time of their arrival in these lands. But we Catholics, we kind of sometimes adjust the history back a little bit earlier. The first Thanksgiving for us happened a century earlier. I think it was around 1535 in Florida with the first Mass celebrated in this country. The Eucharist, right? Thanksgiving, having landed in this country. And the first thing that the missionaries did was to celebrate Eucharist, to celebrate their thanksgiving to God. It's a beautiful and a good and holy thing that we gather to celebrate the Eucharist today as well. I'm also the director of the diaconate for this diocese, and so do some work with both those who are already ordained deacons and those who are in formation to be ordained as permanent deacons. And so sometimes in teaching them classes, I will say to them, or I have said to them, you know, so you will sometimes hear people quote supposedly from St. Francis of Assisi when he says, preach the gospel, use words if necessary. I say, don't ever say that again. Well, first of all, we don't know that St. Francis ever said that. But secondly, yes, we should not just use words if necessary, but use our words. St. Paul says, in season and out of season. If there is something that is good or something that is needed, the gospel is always needing to be both lived and proclaimed. And so that's one of the reasons why that first reading from the book of Kings struck me, because King Solomon, he was the king, he had no reason to justify himself to the people or anything, but he stands up and he proclaims to everyone that it was God's grace that brought about the temple. This was a prayer that his words when the temple was built and dedicated. And he's blessing God. You know, Solomon had done so much to establish peace, and his father David before him to establish peace in the kingdom, and then to build this beautiful house of worship. But he gives everything to God, attributes everything to God. And so it's this beautiful prayer of thanksgiving. There's actually in Hebrew, there's not a word that says, I thank you, like we have in English. In Hebrew, in order to say thank you, they say, oh, you did this for me. You did this for me, and this for me, and this for me. They actually name all the reasons for being thankful. And that's thankfulness. That's praising God for all these reasons. And that's what Solomon does in that reading today. He attributes everything to the Lord. And that second reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians, it really struck me because Paul mentions all these beautiful attributes: compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. But then he says, and be thankful. But he says, over all of these, put on love. And it's a great reminder to us that even our thankfulness, it's never enough just to be thankful. We have to have love as to be a part of our thankfulness as well. It's important to remember that on a day when we spend a long day with family, maybe with a lot of chores and cleaning and whatever kind of conversations might happen. Put on love over all these things. And lastly, in our gospel, Mary's Magnificat, I love that because also she also is proclaiming. She's not just doing. She did this deed of going to visit Elizabeth and helping her in the last months of her pregnancy, but she also proclaims, this is what God has done for me. He's shown mercy in every generation. He's scattered the proud. He's cast down the mighty. He's lifted up the lowly, Mary being one of them. He's filled the hungry. Again, Mary and her hunger for God and her longing for union with God was filled with the fullness of God that is Christ. And the rich he has sent away empty, not just rich financially, but those who are full of themselves instead of full of God. And all these things Mary is giving thanks to God for. My soul magnifies the Lord, right? That's a beautifully Jewish prayer. I'm praising God. I'm in some ways making God more present here on earth by my acknowledgement of everything that he is doing in me and in those around me. So today, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, we remember love, and we remember that most importantly, we look to God. And the first place of our thankfulness as Catholic Christians is the Eucharist, which commemorates, memorializes the cross. We can find thankfulness even in the cross, certainly in the cross of Jesus Christ, but then that calls us to find thankfulness in our own crosses as well. Whatever the sufferings and the trials might be, we can put on love, and we can know that resurrection is coming. So today, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, let's strive to have Eucharistic hearts like Jesus did. There on the cross, he was not separated from God. There on the cross, he trusted that God would heal and redeem him. And he was full of love, even on the cross, full of thankfulness. So this is always one of my favorite masses to celebrate, because the people who come here this morning are the people who really want to be here. There's no reason you have to be here. So thank you for being here. Thank you for your faith. Thank you for giving back to God.